And welcome back to Raider Rap, everybody. Continuing our conversation with the gymnastics team, and now I'm speaking with the coach of the gymnastics team, Leanne Fricke. We're going to get Leanne's thoughts on the team this season, kind of what she brings to the table, as this is only her, she's only been coaching now a year and a half for the gymnastics team, so kind of get her thoughts on having a full season in and then kind of what this season is bringing along, and just kind of get her thoughts on what it's like being the coach of this gymnastics team here at Northfield High School. So, Leanne, thank you so much for speaking with me, and I guess the first question I have for you, Leanne, is, biggest change or biggest difference you've seen from year one to year two?
Well, last year we had just a couple of girls. So this team grew quite a bit this year, only losing one senior last year. We probably got 8 new girls this year. So about half of our team is new. Lots of talent with those new girls that are here. I don't think they say no to anything. Anything we throw at them, they try. And I think that's leading to a lot of their success that they're having this season.
And you mentioned that is, you know, you got to bring girls, you know, it takes time for them to get routines, but it's fun to challenge. I know Melissa and Paul, when they were coached, the same thing. They challenged them to go a little bit further than maybe what they could. Was that a mentality you brought to the table when you got hired here, that you wanted to make sure they maximize their potential, I guess?
Right. I was a gymnast here for many years, so we kind of go with the same philosophy. Melissa and me and Paul all coached together for quite a few years, so it was easy to just go with that philosophy. Obviously, it's awesome having them back this year to help me. We have an outstanding between the three of us. I just think that we have a lot to offer the girls, and that's where their growth is coming from. I think that every one of us brings something to the table, and these girls are outstanding. Work ethic, they show up every day with a great attitude, so you can't ask for much better than that.
I want to talk about the numbers here. How are the numbers in the program? This can go from the, you know, the seventh graders, you know, on up.
This year we have quite a few new girls, which most of them, we have one seventh grader that came up, a couple eighth graders, and most of them were ninth graders, which is great because they have a lot of years left with us. So when you get them young, we can form them into what they're, you know, what we need them to be. Hopefully someday making state champions out of them would be great. And obviously our goal for them always is to make it to state. So it's very exciting to see the jump that they've done in a score this year so far, and what they can hopefully do coming into conference and sections will be exciting.
And one thing I'm noticing, as again, as I mentioned, we're pre-recording this interview. We're doing this actually at the Gymnastics Club. It's a Wednesday afternoon, and this place is filled with young kids, Leanne. Talk about that and how good that makes you feel, kind of the health of the program, you know, having younger kids, and hopefully they stick with it all these years. What's that like?
Yeah, we have a great program. It's, you know, obviously with having us here for a long time, Melissa being here for 15 years, I was here since the gym has been built. So just seeing that philosophy work with all these new kids, and these young kids sticking with it is amazing. They're taking all those philosophies and bringing it with them through to high school. And really we had, you know, the last couple of years we had a good coach here really pushing them, letting them try new skills, which helps us in high school get them going a little bit faster too.
Okay. So I want to talk about some of the competition that you guys face and, you know, some teams that you look forward and the team looks forward to competing against.
Oh, well, there's Owatonna, which obviously is a good one for us. We love Tom. He was obviously a coach here. It's great to see him going on and doing such great things in Owatonna. But obviously, you know, we're going to take a run for that too. These girls, they kind of have their eye on the prize, and I think that's what makes them work so hard in the gym, is knowing that, you know, following those girls. Tom has a lot of seniors this year that he's going to lose after this year, and seeing that we have such a young team gives them a lot of hope that maybe someday they will be there too. Okay. Also, Rosemount, I believe, is pretty strong this year. They're kind of right around where we are right now, so that's going to be another, and they're actually new to our section this year.
Okay.
So that'll be one that we haven't seen here, actually. Well, maybe the Faribault invite we saw them, but so that'll be awesome.
Okay.
Awesome competition.
All right. Again, we're speaking with Leanne Fricke, the head coach of the gymnastics team. Coach Fricke, I want to talk about, you know, I asked the question at the beginning, the biggest change from year one to year two, but every year brings with it new challenges. And what were some of the challenges you faced coming into this season?
Really, it was just, you know, getting the new kids, and always never knowing quite where they're at. We're allowed to come in and coach during off season, but we, you know, a lot of them spent time either in other sports or going out and doing you know, trying gymnastics in Owatonna or, mm-hmm. or elsewhere. So we didn't, you know, not seeing them all summer long coming into it, you don't know exactly where they're at. And that's always the obstacle. And coming in November, we get them for a couple weeks and then all of a sudden we turn around and have a meet. So that's a quick turnaround time to just put something together quickly.
Biggest surprise that you saw in a positive way coming in this season so far?
Honestly, their work ethic. It okay. has been, we comment on this all the time. The kids just seem to, you know, we always say, Melissa and I at least always say, we throw things at them and it sounds kind of crazy. And for some of these girls that haven't been coached by us yet, we think they maybe think we're a little nutty, but then they just look at us and they're okay, and they go on and do it. So it's amazing the work ethic that they have and that they're willing to try anything new. It's great when you have a group of kids like that. It obviously is going to help us in years to come.
Do routines change from meet to meet, or do the girls have a routine, they just practice and get that routine the best? How does that concept or aspect work?
Well, typically by mid-season, we try and have, you know, they have their routines during the beginning, and then we add new skills to those routines. Okay. So the routines can change a bit. However, this normally we have mid-season, we kind of say, okay, whatever's new is new, and that's what's going to stay in there, and nothing new after that. With this team, we've just kept the new stuff coming, and hopefully they can surprise us a little bit more at conference.
All right. And I want to talk about that. What is, you know, you and Melissa and Paul, your expectations, you know, realistic expectations, what do you want to see these girls achieve now as they progress and, you know, finish up the rest of the season here?
You know, honestly, the last three meets in a row, they've hit a season high score for themselves, and they just keep going up. Obviously, we really want to see that score keep going up and see how far they can get. We kind of like being the underdogs coming up, and, you know, at first I think a lot of people counted us out for the season just because when you have a new team, mm-hmm. you don't always know what to expect. But wow, these guys are amazing, and I think we are almost more excited than they are just to see the potential. Maybe, you know, obviously Tom is in our conference as well with Owatonna. And like I said, it's and hopefully on top.
We'll see what happens.
Yep.
Very good. Coach Fricke, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.